Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
It can be very difficult to be an effective project manager, especially if you're managing a complex transformation. But there are some key success factors and key traits that make effective project managers successful. I want to talk about what those things are here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital and business transformation journeys. And effective project managers are hard to come by. They're unique skill set, a unique personality type that can be very difficult to find. And a lot of times project managers focus on the wrong things. They may mean well, they may have the right raw skills, but they're not focused on the right things. So part of what I want to talk about here today is what is project management, not only the way it is today, but the way it should be to be more successful, but also what should the role of an effective project manager be? And that's what I want to talk about here today. The first key to being a good, successful project manager is to understand the difference between program management and project management. Now, project management generally is more tactical. It's more checking the list and making sure that things are getting done on time and on budget. That's an important skill set for sure. But program management, looking more strategically at the entire project and multiple work streams, is equally important, if not more important. And just to give you an example, if you're involved in a technology transformation of some sort, you may think of yourself as a project manager for a technology implementation. But to be successful, you need to think of yourself as a program manager for an overall business and digital transformation that happens to include a very heavy technology component. So in other words, there might be other work streams that you need to be managing that aren't typically in the realm of a technical or a technology work stream. So things like organizational change management, business process improvement, overall strategic alignment, integration, architecture, a lot of different components in moving parts go into an effective transformation. So when you're viewing your job and defining your job and your plan and where you dedicate your time and focus and your skill set, it's really important to think more broadly about program management rather than simply project management. The second thing that's very important to consider to be an effective project manager is to think of yourself as a business leader and to really focus on your business leadership capabilities. And what I mean by that is augmenting your technical and functional capabilities, more that heads down, hands-on skill set that you probably have or are developing, augment that with more of the business leadership and the bigger strategic view of what your organization or what your customers or clients' organizations might be accomplishing if you're an outside consultant. So really understanding the overall business and where the business is headed and being able to think strategically about the business, not just the technology or what the immediate hands-on deployment is you might be trying to manage. And that connection of the dots between tactical project management execution with the overall strategy and business is a critical skill set that a lot of project managers miss, and a lot of them, quite frankly, aren't very good at it. So the better you can educate yourself and develop experience on the business side, the better project manager you're going to be as well.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
I've worked with a lot of good project managers over the years, and I've worked with a lot of poor project managers over the year, and most are somewhere in between. And one of the most common flaws of project managers is a tendency to focus on checking boxes. So in other words, I've got a task list of 20 things that need to be done by tomorrow, and either it gets done or it doesn't. It's more of a binary yes, no, I finished or I didn't. And the problem with most work streams within a transformation of any sort, especially if it's a complex business or digital transformation, is that it isn't simply a yes, no answer of did you do it or not. It's did you do it in a way that's aligned with the overall business objectives? Did you do it in a way that achieves the quality expectations of the organization or the project? Did you do it in a way that impacts and enables a more effective organization? Those are just a few examples of the types of things you should be thinking about. So rather than just going through your Gantt chart or your project plan, saying, yes, we did this, or no, we didn't do that, it's a matter of really assessing the shades of gray in between of how well did we do these things, and could we have done things better to be more aligned, and should we be doing things better and dedicating more resources to migrate in that direction of doing things more effectively. So really think less about checkboxes and yes, no binary answers, and more about those gray areas of how well are we doing things and how can we improve. Some of the most effective project managers I've worked with in my career are the ones that not only have the tangible hard skills, so things like understanding Gantt charts and project plans and some of the real technical aspects of project management, but the ones that can do that, but also do change management and some of the soft skills that go along with change management. So people that understand organizations, organizational behavior, how to manage change, they've led complex changes in the past, they understand what it takes to improve a business operation. Those soft skills are arguably more important than the technical skills of project management. And I don't want to be dismissive of the technical skills because that is important. You do need that fundamental foundation. But I wouldn't focus just on those technical and functional project management skills. I'd really broaden your skill set to also understand organizational change management, because ultimately organizational change management will be the thing that makes or breaks your project. Now, one of the more important technical and tangible hard skills is enabling effective project governance and controls in your project. So not just having a solid project plan, but having the overall governance. So how decisions get made, how you ensure alignment, how you prioritize resources, how you escalate risks, how you identify the risks in the first place. All those things are largely art. It's more art than science, although you can certainly translate a lot of those pieces of art into a tangible plan and tangible actions, and you should translate those into tangible actions and plans. But identifying those things and knowing what kind of governance structure makes the most sense for your organization and your particular transformation is very important. And this is where one size does not fit all, and you want to create a governance structure that may have worked for you in the past, but you're also tailoring it for the specific needs of this particular transformation. So in other words, if you're part of a flat organization that's used to a lot of collaboration and sort of a messy decision-making process, that's okay, but that sort of culture and environment is gonna need more than most organizations, gonna need a little bit more structure and a little bit more clarity around how decisions get made and how decisions get escalated up. And it's also gonna force and bend the organization to be a little bit more structured and accountable than they might be used to in this sort of situation or this example. So really aligning that overall project governance and your risk mitigation strategy and your overall controls with the culture of the organization and what you're trying to accomplish from a business perspective is extremely important. The bottom line is effective project managers are largely jacks of all trades. I have yet to meet a really good project manager that is simply a project manager. They jockey behind a desk and they keep track of Gantt charts and budgets and resource plans and they manage all that stuff while other people make all the business decisions or the organizational decisions or the technology decisions, integration decisions. You need that hard skill set, but more importantly, you need that broader skill set to be a jack of all trades, to be able to navigate and move and be agile with the evolving nature of any sort of transformation or any sort of organization for that matter. So if you're a project manager and you're looking to really take your skill set to the next level, I'd highly encourage you to maybe pick off one or two areas outside of your comfort zone that brings you more into that business and overall strategic domain rather than just the project management domain. So as a next step in your project management journey, I highly encourage you to check out some of the links I've included below. I've included a number of downloads and other videos that might help you in your research and education to become a better project manager. One of those things that I've included in particular is a link to our 2021 Digital Transformation Report. And this is an annual assessment we put out every year of best practices in technology and project management, organizational change, business operations. A lot of the stuff I just talked about is captured in this report, along with some best practices related to that. So I encourage you to download that as a next step. And if you'd like to brainstorm career advice or get advice on how to move to the next level of your project management journey, feel free to reach out. I've included some contact information below to get a hold of me. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.